In 1958, I was a young man of 26 who had recently presumed to set himself up in a small New England town as a freelance writer. My obligations to my career and my family, as I conceived them, were to sell 6 short stories a year to the New Yorker magazine. I had already written and sold a number based upon my Pennsylvania boyhood and my young married life in New York City. One winter day, I happened to remember, with a sudden simultaneous sense of loss and recapture, the New Year's Eve parties my old high school crowd used to have at one certain home, and how even after most of us had gone off to college, we for several years continued the custom, which now served as a kind of reunion. The hero of my story is a college sophomore, already committed to a college girlfriend, and to aspirations that will take him forever away from his hometown. He tells us of a moment in this hectic gathering of 19 and 20-year-olds. Now I quote, strange to say, myself. The party was the party I had been going to all my life, beginning with Ann Malin's first Halloween party that I attended as a hot, lumbering, breathless, and blind Donald Duck. My mother had made the costume, and the eyes kept slipping and were further apart than my eyes. So that even when the clouds of gauze parted, it was to reveal the frustrating, depthless world seen with one eye. Anne, who, because her mother loved her so much as a child, had remained somewhat childish, and I and another boy and girl who were not involved in any romantic crisis went down into Schumann's basement to play circular ping pong. Armed with paddles, we stood each at a side of the table, and when the ball was stroked, ran around it counterclockwise, slapping the ball and screaming. To run better, the girls took off their heels and ruined their stockings on the cement floor. Their faces and arms and shoulder sections became flushed, and when a girl lunged forward toward the net, the stiff neckline of her semi-formal dress dropped away, and the white arcs of her brassiere could be glimpsed, cupping fat. And when she reached high, her shaved armpit gleamed like a bit of chicken skin.